Okay.
Good morning. It is 11:04 a.m. We are here today, November 20, 2020, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 20-006, Sutter Home Sales and Leasings, Inc. versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Clarissa Roque. Will appellant Sutter Home please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Eric Sutter Home, representing Sutter Home Sales.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
This is Matthew Wolf from the ATS representing GSA.
Mr. Kono, you're on mute.
Robert Kono, GSA.
Thank you. Will interested party Monster Auto Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Charles McDonald on behalf of Monster Auto.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Thank you, everyone, for attending this morning. I'm hoping that you have something to report to me this morning on the status of your settlement.
I'm happy to report that we reached a settlement 5 minutes ago.
Awesome.
It broke down at 9 o'clock last Hawaii time at the Taco Bell pickup window when I was getting my dinner finally. And I said, that's it, I'm done, I'm old man, I'm going home. But Chuck, I will have to say, is tenacious and honorable, and he got Derek, his client, involved, and we just had a conversation, and we have a verbal agreement, and he's going to send me I rewrote his, like I said, I'm not a very good attorney, but I rewrote his agreement yesterday, and as long as it's basically what we've agreed to, which I think I will get, I will sign it today. And then I will sign the settlement agreement, which is a very, very simple agreement, basically saying that we're going to withdraw withdraw our protests and appeal, and we are going to end up selling buses to Monster Auto.
Okay, well, if that's a settlement, Mr. McDonald?
Yes, we've reached a settlement. We have an agreement also with GSA.
All right.
It's my understanding that they've sent. So we should, we have a stip to dismiss prepared as well. So
okay,
we should
great.
All, yeah, have it signed.
Thank
if
you.
Not today, then over the weekend. And thank you, thank Eric, you Mr. Soderholm, for coming to the table.
Well, I took Judge Cruz's admonishment, or whatever you want to call it, to heart, and what I tried to do was try to stop the appeal and deliver the buses. And the fact is, just so you understand, I know that you don't want to get involved in settlements, but the fact is that Monster Auto bid a 2020 GMC chassis. So GMC and Chevy are the exact same chassis. They're just a different nameplate. They're built in the same plant. And Monster Auto, you know, represents GMC in Guam. AK represents Chevy. Well, in the year that this process has taken, there are no more 220. There's no more 2020 chassis left in the United States. And during that year, GM came out with a new engine. So the engine that he bid was a 6-liter gas engine. It no longer exists. They've gone to a 6.6 liter, just a different engine. In order to do
I
that.
I think we're good. We don't need to put all of this on the record.
We're providing the chassis and we're providing the body, and we will work with Monster Auto and GRTA to make sure that the bus is in compliance with the terms, and we'll do a pre-production meeting with them and we will back up Monster Auto.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And for the record, Mr. Kono and I have already signed. That was yesterday. I don't know if there are any alterations in the past 5 minutes, but we most likely will sign again.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And
thank you very
much. Mr. Soderholm, just so you know, my family was also in the auto business at one time.
Okay.
The GM and the Chevy franchise belonged to my father before he was killed in 56.
Wow.
So, and then we sold it to AK. So wow. I know AK and Chevy's involvement, but.
Okay. So that's a long history, you know?
Yeah. Very long.
Very long.
Anyway, I'm glad that you guys all resolved it. And the hearing on Tuesday is taken off calendar, and we will look forward to receiving the stipulated settlement and the stipulated dismissal.
Okay, and we hope you guys, I know you guys are going through worse COVID stuff than we are in Hawaii, so we hope that you guys, your family and friends are safe, and we hope that we get through this. And I grew up in Hawaii, and I never have thought that, you know, living on a rock was a problem, you know, because I leave Hawaii a lot of times, go to the mainland, I go to Guam, I go to Saipan or whatever, and I haven't gone anywhere for a year now. And so now I kind of feel like we're all living on a rock, you know, and I actually don't like when people say that, you know, because they're not islanders, you know, they didn't grow up in the island, you know, and so, but now I kind of feel like it, and it's like, I don't know when the next time I'm ever going to come to Guam, you know, because it's the U.S. mainland where my manufacturers are is just, I mean, they had 1500 COVID cases in Elkhart County where StarCraft is, we had 75 in the state of Hawaii, you know, I mean, so that's how bad it is on the mainland. I mean, just in one county, they had 1500 cases. And so I don't know where this is going to end. I don't know if everybody's ever going to travel again. So, but good luck to you guys, and aloha. And I appreciate you guys working with us.
Good luck to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You too.
Okay, aloha.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We're off the record at 11:13 a.m. Thank you, everyone.
Love.